From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 7th day of May 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a high near 78. There will be south winds at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight it will be mostly clear with a low around 54 and south winds at 3 to 7 miles an hour. We'll review the week's weather in a moment, but first, here's what's going on in the local news. At the top of the news, the DEC is seeking comments on the Greene County Trail Plan. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that comments are being sought on a draft amendment to the Catterskilled Wild Forest Unit Management Plan. The amendment would allow for 1 mile of newly designated trails to connect state lands with the Catterskill Rail Trail. Once completed, the trail extension will run from the hamlet of Haynes Falls to the site of the former Laurel House Hotel and then connect with trails leading to the Department of Environmental Conservation's North South Lake Campground. In all, 1 mile of newly designated multiple-use trails in the Catterskill Wild Forest are proposed for non-motorized recreation purposes. The DEC is accepting comments on the proposed amendments until May 17th. You'll find that full story in the Daily Freeman. In Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors will take up the subject of the wireless tax and the gun rule change. Mary Shields reports in the Columbia paper, the Finance Committee of the County Board of Supervisors has signed off on a number of proposals that will now go to the full board at its regular meeting on Wednesday, May the 8th. Among the measures being considered is one that would impose a surcharge on wireless communication services and another that would remove a requirement for board approval before people could carry licensed firearms on county property. The proposed wireless surcharge will not exceed 30 cents per month. A public hearing on the wireless surcharge plan will be held immediately preceding the full board's meeting on Wednesday. That full story you will find in the Columbia paper. And in our last story, CNH Energy says it expects the Fortis takeover to be successful. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that CNH Energy Group officials believe concerns expressed by two state administrative law judges can be overcome and the $1.5 billion takeover of the utility by Canadian-based Fortis Incorporated can be completed by the end of June. CH Energy Group, the parent company for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation, acknowledged the judges' recommendations against the takeover. The recommendation will be considered by the Public Service Commission in its decision. Steve Lant, CH Energy's president and chairman, said he believes the judges' concerns can be successfully resolved. Lant also said the transaction is expected to close before the end of June, although Fortis has set an August 20th date for the deal to be completed, without an agreement for an extension. In the recommendation issued last week, the judges wrote Fortis had proven many critics correct by being unresponsive to public concerns. They also indicated there were legitimate issues surrounding Central Hudson being owned by a company outside of the state. That full story you'll find in the Daily Freeman. Well, it looks like after a string of clear and sunny days, we're in for a few days of showers. Although the National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a high near 78, and tonight a mostly clear night with a low around 54, we'll start with showers tomorrow, and if the predictions are on point, right through to the weekend. Showers are likely tomorrow, mainly after 5 p.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 70 degrees. Showers are likely for tomorrow, mainly after 5 p.m., with increasing clouds and a high near 70. Then more showers for tomorrow night with the possibility of a thunderstorm and a low around 55. For Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with a high near 69. Thursday night, more showers with a low around 51. Friday's the same, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Friday night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. For Saturday and Sunday so far, it looks like the rain won't let up. Scattered showers with a high near 69 for Saturday, and scattered showers mostly cloudy for Sunday. Weather for farmers and ducks. The sun rose today at 5:41 a.m. and will set at 8:02 p.m. for a total of 14 hours and 20 minutes of sunlight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 7th day of May 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.